The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So the question is, hey Major Spoilers crew, I had a question and would like to hear your response. With the popularity of animated comic book films rising in recent years, Avengers 1 and 2, Superman Doomsday, Hellboy, and so on, I was wondering if you guys could think of any other series that deserve the animated treatment, even if they already have a silver screen movie out or on the horizon. I would consider The Dark Knight Returns just because I feel that this would be the only way to see it in movie form and stay true to the book. I would also consider smaller series such as The Umbrella Academy just because its art style seems like it would be perfectly at home in the animated world. Anyway, what do you guys think? What series or offshoot deserves the animated treatment, even if it's before they get a theater live-action movie?
Have I talked about Age of Reptiles lately? Because I don't think I've mentioned that book enough.
That would actually be...
I think that would be a great...
That'd be an interesting one. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a handful of things that sort of fall off the book, because sometimes it's hard to convey the emotions of the characters since they can't talk. Mm-hmm. And you could probably get that with an animated series. And it's a short book, so... You know, it's kind of a trap that the art style translates well, because I feel that New Frontier, they just took an axe to it.
Right.
I mean, there's not even half of the book made it into the animated series. And somebody looked at it and thought, oh, this would make a great animated series. And like, no, it would make 10 great animated
series. Well, I know that Darwin Cook really went to bat to keep the scenes that were in there. Like, mm-hmm. the whole Wonder Woman thing, that was going to be totally axed.
Yeah.
But, you know, he fought to keep it in. I really wish they would have released a 4-hour movie of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in a format where it's not going to theaters, so it can actually be any length that they want it to be. You know, it's just how much do they want to pay for that extra production value.
Yeah.
Matthew?
Oh. There are a couple of things that I think would make really good movie properties.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see an old school Power Man and Iron Fist.
Ooh, that'd be pretty
animated
cool.
Movie.
Because
mm-hmm. I think that would be cool, and you could even do that in that newfangled super deformed style where you have a huge Luke Cage in a yellow shirt with a huge afro and a tiara.
Do it in the style of Afro Samurai. Do it in that art style.
Or like Samurai Jack, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So oh, that'd be interesting.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I'd love to see that. I would love to see. God, what is it? The Big Books from Paradox Press.
The Big Book of Lies? You mean that
stuff? The Big Book of Lies, The Big Book of Secrets, The Big Book of Urban Legends, The Big Book of Conspiracies. I would love to see, like, an anthology. One of my favorite animated movies nobody's ever heard of. It's called Robot Carnival. Robot Carnival is 7 or 8 different stories. And they are all, they're anime, they're Japanese stories that have been dubbed in the version that I've seen. And the basic theory is they grabbed some of the, you know, the great animators in Japan and they said, robots, go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they all made these, you know, these stories. I would like to see different animation styles, assuming they still have that, because I don't know. But, I mean, different animation houses or different producers, you know, have Paul Dini and whoever, you know, Bruce Timm put something together in their particular style and just do an anthology movie of these little stories or a series of DVD releases, like The Animatrix,
mm-hmm.
where you have different, you know, you have good stories, you have different stuff, and it's all this little.
It's kind of like the
anthology.
Batman Gotham Knight that we watched and reviewed.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Personally, I want to see Invincible.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And do it in the style that it's presented in the book. And don't do it that crappy thing that they're doing on the interwebs right now, because that thing sucks. And I don't care about those 5 people who keep posting on the site under the same IP address that it's the greatest bit of animation in the world. I want to see something that actually has movement and actually has good character.
That's not just
voices.
Photoshop panels,
right? That you move around in After Effects or something.
Yeah.
I would like to see Invincible. If is there anything else?
Mouse Guard.
Mouse Guard would be really good.
Mouse Guard would be good. Dynamo 5 would be interesting.
Yeah. I think, the writer said, Julian said, Umbrella Academy might be interesting. Mm. I'd be a little bit too adult. Mm. But if you're going that route, I also wouldn't mind seeing Sandman adapted.
Yeah. You know, and
I really am disappointed that Preacher got canceled as an HBO series.
Yeah. This may sound tongue-in-cheek, and you know there are going to be people who have no idea what I'm talking about. A really well-done cherry Pop-Tart cartoon would be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, because the books themselves are exploitative and bizarre and hellacious to read, but they have this kind of perverse and literally perverse charm to them, to where, you know, if you're marketing to 35-year-old men who live in their mother's basements anyway, and God love you guys, I'm one of you, we can smell our own. it's natural that you could do something along those lines, you know. I would have really kind of enjoyed seeing, like, not the Watchmen characters, but like a Minutemen animated series.
Ooh, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
See, anything in the ABC line, Tom Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would kill for a top 10 animated series.
Do you think an animated series could be held, or even a movie with Booster and Beetle?
Yeah.
The Blue and the Gold?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
I'd actually like to see the, not the entire 4-volume trade of the current Blue Beetle done, but select bits from it could be done as a series of 4 movies, maybe.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you'd feel about it, but since at least Booster Gold was introduced in the JLU,
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of do it in that style.
Yeah, yeah.
Just adapt it and go from there.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. It'd be nice to have, you know, some of those characters. I don't know why. There was something lawsuit reasoning why Blue Beetle couldn't appear mm-hmm. in JLU.
Like but Plastic they could, Man.
Yeah, and they got the Question in there too, but yeah. They couldn't get Blue Beetle in. Anything else that you can think of?
Oh, I had something, and I just totally forgot it when we got to talking about Booster Gold, because Booster Gold's cool. Transmetropolitan, no.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
It would be pretty intense.
Do you not like that series?
Oh, no. I just... It seems like there would kind of be... It seems to me like there would be no point. I never felt at any moment... well, I was really thumbing through it because I didn't read the entirety of it.
Right.
Where I thought, man, this would just be brought to life if it was animated. Yeah. I thought the voice of the characters and the art style of the characters was always very strong.
Right.
Like, that's one of those things where, like, this is a comic book.
Right.
And it works really well as a comic book.
Right. Julian had mentioned The Dark Knight Returns. Mm-hmm. That's already been done in Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, we got a taste of it. Yeah.
And that one chapter, that's enough for me. That one little segment where he's fighting the hoodlum boss, that's, you know, that's probably the best part of that whole thing right there.
Anytime I try to think of The Dark Knight Returns as an animated project, I can't help but give it the feel and the texture of the Max animated series for some reason.
Yeah.
It's probably because of the blocky characters. But...
Yeah. Are there any storylines you'd like to see adapted? I mean, you know, you can't... Secret Wars, I was flipping through the Cartoon Network and saw Spider-Man... And they were doing the Secret Wars.
Oh, yeah, the Secret Wars. Yeah, they did that.
And so that's already been done. But is there even a storyline or segment that you guys would see as an animated? I mean, that's the whole point behind the Superman Doomsday DVD.
Which I didn't like.
It was all right. Matthew?
I still don't... I mean, I don't see Dark Knight as making good animated fodder. Because part of the reason that Dark Knight was successful... was that it was not the kind of story that you would get from a comic book in the 80s. And to some degree, and this is an overgeneralization, but if you look at the Teen Titans series, if you look at JLU, the Batman animated series, to some degree, what we're seeing in mainstream animation superhero-wise is the kind of storytelling that DC was doing in the 80s.
Yeah.
Where you'd have your moments, you'd have your overarching plot lines, what your season big bad, to use the Buffy term. But it would basically be a series of done in ones or done in twos, and then you'd get to the end and you'd say, oh, well, there are these little links here and there, and they tied it, they did the little thing. To some degree, having Batman as an animated, or Batman the Dark Knight as an animated movie would be redundant. It would be overkill because Well, first of all, they wouldn't be able to do it justice. No matter what you did, somebody's going to go into that and go, man, that wasn't as good as the original.
There's no way
it could be, because The Dark Knight is partly popular because of the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
People read it now and go, oh, this is the best Batman story ever. But, you know, this is my
Batman story is better than the best Batman story ever told.
Yeah. This is my battle cry. And my battle cry for most comic books from 1982 on was, you weren't there, man.
Right. And for Rodrigo, you know, that's especially true.
Yep.
Well, it's like, you know, it's the stories of, when I was at Woodstock, man, they told me not to drink the brown Snapple.
You know,
right?
What I would actually like to see? I'd like to see Invasion. You know, we were talking about that in the other show a couple episodes ago. But that Invasion storyline, that was like the first major event that I stumbled into, because it was after Crisis on Infinite Earths. And here's this thing where these, you know, they had the two or three bookend pieces, maybe it was two, with these dominators with their red dots grabbing a hold of the Earth. And you found out about this metagene. And then you found out that this Invasion story spilled out into all the other books. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty cool story, and I think it'd be a great animated movie.
Honestly, I think Astro City would make a great series of animated
things. I was
things.
Just going to say that. Astro City would be great because you could do anthology.
Yeah.
Did you see that, and I'm pretty sure that this is not a actual movie, but there's something that Darwin Cook is involved with called Madman the Movie.
Huh. Yeah, but that's a comic book, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a comic book, but it's called Madman the Movie. Right. But
it's an issue of Madman that's being done as though it were a movie.
Would you like to see? Well, of course, Madman's pretty much already been done in the form of what's that character's name that was on WB?
Freakazoid. Is that what it's supposed to be?
I don't know.
Is Freakazoid
the same as Madman?
I'm familiar with Freakazoid, but not so much with
Freakazoid.
Madman.
Does have some similarities, and Mike Allred always joked that he sent the WB a kindly worded letter when Freakazoid came out, because there are a lot of similarities. Mm-hmm. The green skin, the big shock of hair, the exclamation point on the chest. But Madman always had a little more soul. Freakazoid was played for laughs.
Yeah.
Madman had that tortured core, you know, that really made it stand apart, even from a lot of books in the 90s that had that emo sort of, I hate the world and I cut myself, you know, thing going on. But Madman would make a good live action series. I don't know that Madman would make that good of an animated series. Simply because of the nature of Mike Allred's art. In a static setting, Allred's art looks like it's animated already. If you change the style for an animated series, you're changing part of what has made Madman what it is. Because Madman's never been done under another artist. It's not like going from Irv Novik to Neil Adams and saying it's still Batman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though Irv Novik to Neil Adams is the equivalent of, you know, me turning into, I don't know, Megan Fox overnight.
Man, if you did, I'd sure like to have you on my show.
If you know what I mean. But I'd still be me, and I'd still talk me.
Well, then that's not going
to
work.
So you'd be like, say my name, and I'm like, shut up.
Shut up, baby. But you're not
just
allowed
be quiet.
To talk anymore.
Astro City was one, and there was another one, and you guys started talking about naked women, and or maybe that was just my head. I don't know.
Well, what about, I could think of, you know, put a good New God story in there. Put a good, I would love to see not the Doom that came to Gotham. Is that the name of it? That Elseworlds Cthulhu story? Oh, there's Gotham by Gaslight, and then I think there's another one, the Doom
Vampire
that
Batman.
No, that's Red Rain. That one That one didn't really.
That
was weird.
Gotham by Gaslight was Batman hunting down Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, but then there was a follow up, the one, and it was actually drawn by
Mignola.
And I'm pretty sure it's Doom that came to Gotham, and it's a Cthulhu tale kind of thing. That's really awesome. I would like to see that. I would like to see a Cthulhu movie. Make it animated. Mm. Heck, you could really get into some Cyclopean architecture right there without having to spend billions on sets.
Well, nowadays they would just make it computer generated anyway, so they would only spend millions.
I gotta, you know what? last week I forgot to give you the Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah,
I got the other thing I want to give you is the Cthulhu movie that's done in the style as if this movie was made in the 1930s when the book came came out. It's really kind of it's cheesy but good. I'm gonna have to let you borrow that. It's gonna have to be another time because I don't know where it is in my cabinet of crap stacked in front of it. So, all right, Julian, there's your answer. There you go. Listeners, we would like you to go up to the website, find this episode, and then post your own. What would you like to see turned into an animated movie?
I'll give you a hint. The episode is behind the couch.
There you go.
Stop talking about comic books or I'll kill you. I don't care if the Hulk could defeat the Man of Steel. I'm gonna rearrange your things if you continue to debate whether Logan's claws could pierce Steve Rogers' shield. I just couldn't care less if they bring back Kraven. Spider-Man's a clone. Stop spending all our cash on back issues of The Flash, or I swear to God you're gonna spend your Twilight years alone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92%? Because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.